Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle.
It's Red Light, Green Light, 1, 2, 3 with DNZ. Here are your hosts, D and Z.
Welcome everybody to Red Light, Green Light, 1, 2, 3 with D and Z. I am Z, and here's how it goes. D and I give you our top 1, 2, 3 fantasy starts or green lights, and our top 1, 2, 3 fantasy sits or red lights. We're going to start with our green lights first. Who are your green lights for NFL Week 8, D?
All right, so my first one up is the quarterback of the Cincinnati Bengals. That's Mr. Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
He's playing against Lupus in Cincinnati. I mean, he popped off last week against the Steelers. I'm sure he'll pop off against the Jets. Number two, I'm taking the Eagles defense that's going up against the New York Football Giants in Philly. Again, I'm thinking this is going to be a 40-point drubbing. I can't imagine they're going to let the Giants come into their house and beat them the way they beat them 2 weeks ago. And last but not least, I'm sticking in that same game. I'm going with Devonta Smith. He had a career high in yardage last week. It looks like him and Jalen Hurts are on the same page now. Devonta Smith is the wide receiver on the Philadelphia.
Good choices. You really can't go wrong with that. This might be a little unconventional, but I'm going to take Brandon Aubrey against the Broncos. That leg, at that altitude, we could see an NFL record set on Sunday. My second green light, Will Lutz in that same game. Lots of field goals to be had. Lots of field goals to be had.
Lots of scoring.
Lots of scoring. Lots of field goals. And two really good legs. And my third green light. Oh, I hate to say it. Give me Travis Kelce against the Commanders. I feel like he's going to have a good he's due for a good day.
Let's go, baby.
He's due for a good day.
Monday night, let's go.
Yep. I'm the problem. It's me. Now, those are our green lights. Who are your red lights, D?
All right. So first up, I've got the Texans defense. I'm not feeling them against the 49ers. Kyle Shanahan just seems to be figuring it out. C-Mac is really coming on now. He's probably the MVP of fantasy this year. So I'm going with the Texans defense. Next up, I'm going with Ramondre Stevenson, who is the running back of the New England Patriots. I just don't think the Browns are like number one against the run. Just he's so up and down. You just can't count on any of the Patriot running back, which leads me to my third choice, and that's Trevion Henderson, the backup running back on the New England Patriots. Another guy that you just can't trust. And what do you got, Z?
I mean, the Patriots run game is a little suspect. Just a tad. Red light CJ Stroud against the Niners. Like, that, it's just not pretty. It's just absolutely not there this year. Especially if he loses Nico Collins, it's even worse. Number two, Quinshon Judkins against the Patriots. You ain't pulling that shit against the Patriots like you did against the Dolphins. Sorry, that ain't happening. Like, you may get cute and you may try a direct snap and all this bullshit, but Mike Vrabel's going to be ready for your ass. That team is very well coached. And then number three, Cam Ward against the Colts. It's going to be a long fucking day. It's going to be in a long fucking season. in a long fucking career until that contract is over. Poor bastard. Poor bastard. I bet he wishes that Shedeur Sanders took was the number one pick. I bet he's wishing that right now. Those are our green lights. Those are our red lights. What are yours? Hit us up. FadeRouteMail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at FadeRoutePodcast. Drop us a line on X at FadeRouteDNZ and let us know who you're taking on NFL Week 8. Time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.